Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from Space Year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside. Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome to an unusual and unorthodox episode of Go Bayside, the Saved by the Bell podcast, where I normally have a friend come over and watch the episode with me, and then we break it down piece by piece. However, this episode is probably going to be the lowest rated, and the people are least excited to hear, because I do not have a guest. I do not have a guest tonight. I'm doing this one alone, because I am doing the two clip shows. I thought it would be too weird to have a guest, especially if the guest had never seen the show before, because the two shows I am doing are pretty much clip shows. They don't have a lot of new stuff in between the clips. I am speaking of, first, Isn't It Romantic? An episode that aired October 24th, 1992. And then The Best Summer of My Life, which aired about a month later on November 21st, 1992. Now, Isn't It Romantic? This is a clip show that takes place on Valentine's Day. And that's the thing, is it's like it's on Valentine's Day, and so all the clips are like, remember all those times I tried to get dates with you and all that. So it starts off, and this feels really weird to do this without anybody here to do it with me, but again, I thought it would be weird. And then, you guys, if you'd like to email me or tweet at me, my Twitter is at APEY, and my email address is me@aprilrichardson.com. Because I was thinking, oh, this is the penultimate episode, and it actually isn't, because there is another episode called The Time Capsule, which is also sort of a clip show, I think, where they're like, remember that time we did this? I'm going to put this into the time capsule. So we'll see how that goes. But also, I want to remind you guys before you turn this off, because you're bored, because I don't have anybody to bounce jokes off of, and then it's just me trying to carry this by myself. I am doing the live finale at the Los Angeles Podcast Festival. It is on the last Sunday of September. My show is at 2 p.m, but the entire festival is awesome. Tons of awesome podcasters are going to be there. If you can make it out, you totally should. It's at a nice hotel. You come out for the whole weekend. You get a whole thing out of it. You go see Los Angeles. It's great. The site is lapodfest.com. And that is where you can go and get your tickets. Again, it's going to be a super fun time. The final guest for my live episode is Jimmy Pardo, the beloved, amazing, great friend of mine, Jimmy Pardo, who's hilarious and a big fan of Saved by the Bell. And as you've heard on the previous two episodes he was on, is so hilarious and great. I'm working on some special guests. I can make no promises, but I'm working on it. But even if I don't get them, Jimmy Pardo is worth the price of the ticket alone. So all that business out of the way. Let's get to Isn't It Romantic? So it opens on Valentine's Day. It's at the Max, of course. Why would it be anywhere else? And it's Zach talking to the camera, and he's like, Valentine's Day is my favorite holiday. First of all, that's the first thing he says, which what teenage dude is like that got that much of a hard on for Valentine's Day? I would venture a guess to say zero, but Zach is like, it's my favorite holiday. He's carrying roses, and he's like, I just got these roses from a girl outside who doesn't even go to the school. That's how much of a stud Zach is, but we already know that. But before he comes in, there is a pan of all the couples in the Max. The first two, a guy and a girl, and they're both drinking out of one milkshake with two straws, straight up 1950 style. The next one, the guy is actively reading out of a book of love poetry to the girl. And then the next one, it's like the guy and the girl like staring at each other. Everyone at the Max is a couple. Like, it's all couples. They're all doing lovey-dovey things. And I assume because none of them leave, like, they're all there, that I guess if this Valentine's Day is on a weekend, it's not on a school day. So they come in, or Zach comes in, he says that to the camera, and then he goes and sits down with the whole gang. And then that's when the reminiscing starts, and they're all just like, remember that time, remember that time, and they just show clips from old shows. Now, this is a weird one because the way that they talk, everyone's broken up. Like, they're openly being like, because they go, you know, remember when I chased you? Clips from when I chased you. Remember when we dated? Clips from when they dated. And then they all are like, remember when we broke up? So it is kind of interesting how they're just so openly like, hey, remember when you dumped me? Or like, remember when you dumped me for Jeff, the college guy? And like, just laughing about it, which obviously can happen with time. I mean, I'm friends with my exes and we laugh at shit now, but not only is that with time, but we're adults. Like, we're grown folks. I don't remember that ever really happening as a teenager. When you're like 16 and somebody breaks up with you, you either like hate their guts or you're so bummed. Like, you're so bummed about it and you're so jealous of the new person they're dating that you can't even look at them. Like, I don't know. I just don't remember a time when I was 16. I mean, I wasn't really dating or getting broken up with. I just had like one boyfriend in high school, but yeah, you're never in high school. You're like not that chill about breakups at all, I think. So they sit down, they start reminiscing. Now, I will say the flashbacks are some of my favorite moments, and I probably will be repeating myself from past episodes, which if you've made it this far, I encourage you, please go back and listen to past episodes because they're all great because of the guests. The guests, I'm realizing the more I'm talking by myself, it's the guests doing the real heavy lifting on this. So if you're a first time listener and this is the first episode you've downloaded and you're like, what is going on? This is so terrible. Like I said in the intro, it's unique. Not every episode is like this. I have very funny guests that carry the show on their shoulders. I'm realizing more and more as I talk. Anyway, some of the flashbacks include the time that Zach goes, Kelly, it's in Zach's room, and he's like, check it out, Kelly Kapowski. And the motorized life-size poster of Kelly comes down from his ceiling. That is amazing. Again, go back and listen to that episode for details on that, but I love that. Still a favorite moment. Also, Kelly says, you know, chasing me backfired sometimes, didn't it? And then they go to the flashback of the blonde Tom Cruise episode with the Beau Revere tape and the subliminal messages when that teacher convinces all of the girls of the school to trick Zach and think that they're all super into him. Then, this is a weird thing. In between flashbacks, we're back at present day in the Max, and Screech says something like, I've always had great luck or bad luck with the foxes, or I haven't had the same luck with the foxes. And Zach goes, or with the girls, which is a weird way to point out, like, Zach and Slater especially call girls foxes and babes and all that kind of stuff all the time. So it's weird that Zach is reprimanding Screech for doing it when they do it all the time. And this Screech is still trying to win over Lisa, as he does every second of his life. And so for this particular Valentine's Day in the present day, he comes in, he's wearing red head to toe, like a red leotard or something, which he does have a giant heart on him at first, and then he takes it off. So he's in head to toe red, he's trying to woo her. He says something to her, and she, for real, says something to him about sending him on a trip to the moon, which that is like straight up honeymooners, like to the moon, Alice. Could not show the age of these writers more. I mean, that is a line from 50s television coming out of a 90s teenager's mouth. So there's that. And now, and then even weirder, that's not a weird joke, that's just like an old reference, but a weird joke follows that when Screech is like, again, he says something like, will you go out with me? Will you date me? And she says, you know, I'll date you when it rains carrot juice in Burbank. Now, of course I had to write that down because that's weird on so many levels. Like, that's a, you know, people say, oh, when pigs fly or whatever, when hell freezes over. She says, when it rains carrot juice in Burbank. That, I'm sure when I was younger and watching this, I didn't even know what or where Burbank, California was. So that's a specific local reference. And the raining carrot juice is super weird. So, yeah, so all of these flashbacks have been happening. And then that's when they get to the breaking up part. And that's when, again, they all are sitting around a table all together, all exes of each other's, and very calmly, you know, just saying, well, breaking up is very hard to do. And Zach is like, it's also not easy being the person who breaks up. And Kelly's like, yeah, you know, it happens faster than you realize. And then, of course, they show the flashbacks of, you know, Kelly breaking up with Zach for Jeff, the college guy. And then after that, when, like, Zach sees Kelly everywhere, like, she appears on his television and in his closet and is like, just give me a hug. And he falls into the closet. But again, it's just so weird to me that they are all sitting around just kind of being so, so chill about it. And super weirdly, they go into the time that Slater chased Kelly. So they're all sitting around like, yeah, we're all broken up, but it's cool and we're all awesome about it. And that's when Kelly says, well, you know, Zach, I had the most fun being chased by you. You know, in order to segue into another round of clips from past shows where that is happening. And then Slater is like, I liked you too. I chased you too in front of his ex-girlfriend and his best friend and his ex-girlfriend. Like, it's such a weird, like, I liked you too. And then you said no, so I settled for this girl sitting next to me. Speaking of Jesse, like, that was such a weird, like, maybe don't talk about it at this time when everyone's sitting around. Like, maybe don't let your ex-girlfriend know that she just came in second place because number one said no. That is a weird thing, and I found it very rude on Slater's part. Now, in the clips of Zach chasing Kelly and it not working, here's a few of my favorite moments. They do flashback to when he had to go out with Rhonda, which on that episode we talk about how Rhonda on the show to them is the most disgusting person who ever lived just because she's taller than the boys. She's like a foot taller than the boys, so that means she's gross and unworthy of love. But they flashback to the time where Zach is on that date with her and they're dancing. And then she goes, Mom's visiting Dad in the Slammer. And that is like one of my favorite quotes of the whole show. Like when she's trying to get Zach to come back to her house. Also another favorite thing that they did include in the flashbacks is the time that Lisa tries to woo the black nerd guy by being super studious. And she says, and he's like, you know, quoting Shakespeare or whatever, and then she's like, what is art? Are we art? Is art art? Again, I'm probably repeating things that were mentioned in these specific episodes of the podcast that cover these episodes, but these are just some of my favorite moments in this episode. Can I say episode a few hundred more times? There's that, and then there's a flashback again to the hot nurse Jennifer that Zach temporarily tries to cheat on Kelly with, and I had forgotten, although maybe I did mention this in that particular episode, that she, the time that she's trying to seduce Zach, where she's in on it and tricking him, and so she's like, oh, it's hot in here, and takes off her lab coat to reveal like a Hanes beefy tee. Like, it's in no way sexy whatsoever, but the audience woos like she's wearing lingerie. But I will say this is an interesting thing about the flashbacks. So when the guy, when they start talking about breakups and the guys are like, well, in order to get over you girls, we, you know, started checking out other chicks. And so then they go into flashbacks of other girls that they dated besides Lisa, Kelly, and Jesse. So this brings up Two Shots and a Scream. This brings up the flashback of Zach going on all those blind dates to go see Two Shots and a Scream. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to that episode with Paul F. Tompkins and give it another listen. So here's an interesting thing, though. I realized that in the one with Paul F. Tompkins, when we watched it on Netflix and there were the series of dates, for some reason, Netflix edited out the muscle lady. There's a black muscle lady where Slater is like, you got to go on a date with Terry, this hot girl at my gym. And she's a super muscle lady who like puts Zach in a headlock. That's included in this memory flashback thing. And I had forgotten about that. And so when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, they cut that out of the other episode for some reason. And that's a favorite moment of mine from that episode, because I love the way she's like, get him, kill him. And then when he tries to sneak off, she puts him in a headlock and she's like, where are you going, Blondie? So that was good to see. So at the end of this flashback episode, again, I mean, this is short because that's all they do. They just are setting up flashbacks to kill 22 minutes because this was an episode that clearly, I mean, the writers were just like, we're tired. We don't want to write anything. Let's do a clip show. So at the end, they wrap it up at the max. Like, the whole gang is like, wow, you know, we sure shared some great memories. And Kelly's like, yeah, we did. I really love Valentine's Day. I'm so sad to see it go. Which leads me to believe that they sat in the max from dawn till dusk. Were they up morning? There were 12 straight hours in the max, like sharing past dating memories. I am 35 years old as of this recording. I don't have enough dating memories to fill up an hour, much less an entire day. I mean, these kids are like 16 and 17 and have seen more action in those 16 years than I have seen in twice that long. So I'm a little jealous. You know, I don't really know how to deal with that. But apparently they did have enough stuff to talk about for 12 straight hours at the max. So that was a wrap up of the episode, Isn't It Romantic, which was nothing but a clip show of past dating stuff. Now, that leads me to the next one I'm going to cover in this weird or unorthodox episode of Go Bayside. And that is The Best Summer of My Life. And like I said in the intro, this aired November 21st, 92, like a month later. So in a month, like in a month's time, they were already like, oh shit, we've got to air another clip show. Which again kind of blows my mind. It's a weird thing that I don't really know the inner workings, even though I've worked on a television show for the past 4 years. I don't know enough of the inner workings to know what the rules are in that. I would think writers would have to deliver a certain amount of content and wouldn't be able to get away with two clip shows in such short succession, but what do I know? Succession. So The Best Summer of My Life, this one is nothing but flashbacks of the episodes where they worked at Malibu Sands. And this one opens with Zach in his room, and he's playing his tennis racket like a guitar with giant headphones on, so you know he's rocking out to some sweet tunes. He's rocking out to some sweet tunes in his room, and then, you know, he sees the camera, and he's like, hey, guys, talks to us immediately, talks to the camera, and is like, guess what? My mom actually insisted that I stay home because I'm so worn out from, like, the insane, awesome summer that we had, that Mama Morris said I work too hard and I need to stay home from school today, even though it's the first week of school. So that also leads me to believe that this isn't the first day of school. So it wasn't like, you know what? Because wouldn't you need the rest, like, right afterward? If your mom is like, look, you know what, Zach? You worked really hard this summer, which you did. It's like you had a summer job. You worked the entire time. Sit out the first day of school. That's cool. Like, it's weird to think that maybe this is, like, a Wednesday. Like, you went to school Monday and Tuesday, and then mom was like, hey, you look a little tired. Sit out this Wednesday after the summer. That's a weird thing to me. So he starts talking to the camera. Mom told me to stay home. Now, that's how he leads into the summer flashback, because he's like, wasn't summer great? I had so many great memories. It was the greatest summer of my life. And the first montage of memories that are supposed to demonstrate that this is his best summer ever, there are a few in there that include him waiting on tables. Like, of course, a lot of them are like him hitting on chicks because that's his number one favorite thing to do. But I just loved how it was like, oh my God, this is the greatest summer of my life. And then memories come, and it's like memories of waiting tables. That undoubtedly had to be the worst part of his summer. That can't be a highlight. If one of the highlights is you waiting on people at lunch, that's not that great of a summer, I say. So that is in the first memory package. Then we cut back to his room. Oh, well, first of all, oh, I totally forgot this, and I can't believe I did. Before we even get into the first batch of memories, the phone rings. The phone rings, and I found it interesting that it was his landline. It was his landline and not his cell phone. This is like the first time in the series, like, why wouldn't somebody just call a cell phone? Especially the somebody that we find out who it is, it's his mom. Why would his mom not call a cell phone? She calls the landline, he picks up, and does the great TV, bad TV, one-sided conversation thing, where it's like, hello? Hi, Mom. Yes, Mom, you're right. It was the best summer of my life. Yes, Mom, I am tired. Yes, Mom, I am glad you said stay home today instead of go to school. So he, you know, that way he's telling us everything that happened in the conversation. So Mom's checking up on him. He hangs up, tells us to the camera, that was my mom checking up on me. Everything's cool. Then the first batch of memories. After the first batch of memories, Screech comes over. It's still the middle of the day. It is a school day. Screech comes over. Also walks right on in. We know that Zach's parents are at work because he even says, like, my mom just called from work. And then we also know we know from previous episodes, Derek Morris sells computers and is at work constantly. So he's just always at work. So that means their house is totally unlocked. Screech walks right on in, right upstairs to Zach's room, and is just like, hey, how's it going? He comes in, and then that's when Zach's like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, Belding, you know, sent me over here. Belding sent me over to see if you were really sick or to come get you, which again, well, I don't know why I said again because I haven't said this yet, but you can't do that. That would never be done. The principal or a teacher, any adult at a high school would never send another student to the house of another student. He would either call his mom, call the house. Yeah, so there's no way Screech would be sent off campus to go get another student in any way. So he comes over, he sits down, and then that leads the way to another batch of memories because Screech is like, I got these pictures developed. I brought you these pictures. And he's like, oh my God, awesome. So of course they start looking at them. And he's like, remember this, remember this. And then that leads to, Zach says, you know, sometimes Screech are even weird for me. And he's like, what? And he's like, think of all the goofy things you did this summer. Then that leads to a montage of memories of Screech doing goofy shit. So after those memories are done, Slater comes walking in. Again, unlocked house, walks right on in, and he's like, Belding sent me over to get Screech and to make sure that you are really sick. So again, this would never happen. Principal would never send another student to get another student who was originally sent to get a student. So of course they all sit down and bro out, and he's like, Screech, I will say this. This is a thing that made me laugh, genuine style, especially the first time I watched it as a kid. Slater's about to come in because he's like, I came to see if you're really sick. And then that's when Screech like, Screech goes, don't get any closer or you'll catch it. And Slater's like, catch what? And Zach goes, Screech's dorkitis, which is a solid joke. One that I would probably, a solid burn, I'd say probably today. But of course, that's when Zach's like, I'm not sick, dude. My mom told me to stay home and just kick it. And I'm reminiscing with Screech. And then, but then he also says, Slater says something like, you know, you better go in or Belding's going to come over here himself. And then that's when Zach is like, he super goes like with such, he's so grossed out. He's like, Belding in my house? Ugh. And I'm like, dude, Belding's been in like your bedroom. In previous episodes, Belding has been like chilling really hard with you guys having like a bros night in your bedroom after you guys ordered pizza. Like, he's been in your house multiple times. But yeah, so he's like, Belding in my house? Oh, gross. Hell no. But then that's when Slater sits down with them and then again joins in. Everyone's like, wasn't that a great summer? Yeah, totally was. Doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo. To the memories. So they have a bunch of memories again. Now here's where I get a little confused though, because so far it's all from the Malibu Sands episodes, which checks out because that was their summer job. But then they come back from that montage, and then that's when Zach is like, yeah, and remember the great time we had at Jesse's father's wedding? What? Those are totally unrelated. Jesse's father's wedding was not during the summer. It was during, like, the year. I mean, it was many episodes after the summer episodes. So the Palm Springs weekend is its own thing. It's not in the summer. And so that's weird. I mean, I guess that's just, like, the writers are like, oh, crap. We don't even have enough clips to fill this clip show. Like, we're so lazy, we don't want to write an episode. We'll just do another clip show. They're like, crap, we already did one about love and romance. We'll do this one about the summer jobs. And then they even realized, oh my God, we don't even have enough clips about the summer jobs. We got to put in Jesse's father's wedding. So yeah, so that's a weird thing. So they show, you know, clips from Jesse's father's wedding where Slater dates the princess and everything. So we have that montage. Then we come back. And then that's when Slater is like, you know, it was the best wedding ever. I made $500 in tips, which is pretty impressive. Then Lisa comes. Oh, I did want to point this out because he asked Slater, like, then they sit back to relax. And he's like, hey, do you want something to drink? Do you want a soda or something? And Slater's like, yeah. And that's when Zach turns to the side of his bed and there's a cooler. I mean, there's a cooler that you would take on like picnics or whatever next to his bed. Which, I don't know, just struck me as super weird because wouldn't you just go down to the fridge? Like, presumably the fridge in your kitchen, you're at your house, like, you would just go down there. Like, the fact that he has a stocked cooler next to his bed is funny to me. And a thing that I would never have in my room. So, anyway, so he tosses him a soda. Then that's when Lisa comes in. And then that's when Lisa says, Belding sent me to get Slater and Screech and you, which that is off the rails at this point. There's just no fucking way. And while even if Belding did it, even if Belding had sent Screech and Slater, it's like after two students are gone and they're clearly not coming back, you would not send a third student. You would just be like, okay, I'm calling everyone's parents. Like, you would do something else. You wouldn't just keep sending another friend over there to go hang when you know they're not coming back. So he sends Lisa over. She's like, I was sent here to get you guys. And then she sits down and like, remember cool shit? And she's like, I totally do. But then the best is Kelly and Jesse call on the phone. They call on Zach's landline. Zach picks up, and again, the one-sided TV conversation, he goes, "Oh, hello, Kelly and Jesse. Oh, yes, we are sitting here talking about, or we're just sitting here talking about how great the summer was." And they're like, then they say, apparently, I'm going by what Zach said. I didn't hear their side of the conversation. Zach says, Belding won't let anyone off campus until you guys come back, until Slater, Lisa, and Screech come back. And of course, the three of them are like, well, we don't give a shit. We're already here. Like, we're cool. We're not on campus. And then that's when Zach goes, well, we're just sitting here reminiscing about our great summer. And I guess presumably Kelly and Jesse are like, okay, see you later, because he just hangs up. He's like, cool, thanks, guys, bye. Now, does that mean that the school did sit there? You can't legally do that anyway. Belding can't legally go, hey, I don't care what time it is, y'all are staying here until they come back. He can't even do that, so they can just leave. But we're never told that. We're never told what happens, because this episode, this is how shockingly lazy it is. From that, they go into more memories. They're like, yeah, totally, the best summer. Into memories. And this show ends with a flashback. It ends the same way the episode, the last summer episode ended, where Zach and Stacey Carosi have to break up because she's got to go back to the East Coast. He stays up all night on the beach, sitting on the beach, and then that's when they all come up and they're like, do you need a friend? How about five friends? And then they walk off into the sunrise. This episode ends the same way. It's the exact same ending. So it's like they couldn't even come back to present day to at least close it out in some way. That's crazy to me. That is crazy, crazy lazy, crazy laziness. So, you guys, that's it. That's the weird two-show wrap-up for both of the clip shows done by myself. It felt very weird, to be honest with you. I don't know how I feel about it, but it's going up. I encourage you, like I said, if you are new to this podcast and this is the first episode that you've ever listened to, please, please go deep in the back catalog, because all of the rest of them are way better than this. So please explore the back catalog, and I will figure out whether or not I'm going to do the time capsule episode. I'm going to watch it this week. I'm going to see what I can do guest-wise. Other than that, we're up to graduation. We're up to time capsule and then graduation. Again, the graduation episode will not actually be on iTunes and everything until a few days after the podcast festival. So it's likely going to be in October, like the first day of October or something. So there is going to be a bit of a gap, but I encourage you to go back and revisit the back catalog. I'm not really sure how to end this other than just to end it. So my name is April Richardson. This has been the two clip show wrap-up episode of Go Bayside. I appreciate you listening. Follow me on Twitter at APY, APEY. The Tumblr for this Go Bayside podcast is gobayside.tumblr.com. All of the episodes can be found on iTunes forever and always. And again, the live series finale of the show in this podcast is at the Los Angeles Podcast Festival. Tickets are at lapodfest.com. You will hear me next time on Go Bayside. Thank you so much for listening. Go Bayside!